The good news is that NASA got through the wet dress rehearsal, which means they can take the whole process to launch Artemis II down to T-minus 33 seconds. Then they terminate. Everything went great. Then overnight, they discovered that the flow of helium that goes into the upper stage rocket had terminated. It wasn't flowing as should be. And that is a critical component to keep the rocket in an environmentally safe condition. So they said, let's take a look at that. Upon examination, they realized that they had to take the stack, as we call it, back to the vehicle assembly building from which it rolled out. I was there January 17th to fix the problem, troubleshoot and fix. So NASA has said, depending on weather, February 24th, they're going to roll the stack back, try and troubleshoot, see if they can get that issue taken care of, and then let us know when the next launch window is available. They do have dates in April, but we're just going to have to see, Alan, what they find out on all of the troubleshooting.
The next one was planned for March the 6th, I believe. How delicate is it to fix this helium process for the flight to occur?
Well, what they said in the latest information from NASA Administrator Isaacman, Alan, was that it could be a helium filter. It could be the valve interface between the ground and the upper stage. It could be something else. And where this is located, they can't fix it on the pad. They've had hydrogen leaks, which canceled the first attempt back in February, but they could repair that and troubleshoot it on the pad. To get to the upper stage, they got to roll back the stack into the VAB, Vehicle Assembly Building, and go from there. So hopefully they get it back. The astronauts were released from their two-week quarantine. So stand by and see what NASA comes up with, Alan.
Yeah, we're paying very close attention to this, obviously. This really is a big deal. Talk about the importance of this.
It's a big deal because, number one, humanity has not been to the moon since December of 1972 with the return of the Apollo 17 astronauts. China, India, Europe, Russia, the U.S., anybody that's got a space program wants to go back to the moon with a crew to stay this time. So people have said that we're in a space race with China to see who gets back to the moon or gets to the moon next. It goes beyond that. We need to have a successful lunar exploration program involving crews, a whole space moon infrastructure, and we're going back to day this time. The moon's the eighth continent. There are resources there, plentiful solar power, water, ice, minerals. That's going to be, even SpaceX itself has said, we are now committed to building a lunar city, a moon city, before going on to Mars. So everybody's getting the message, Alan. We just have to respond to it.